give us a brief overview of Chicano Voices?
Sure. So Chicano Voices is the title of the symposium the Humanities Department at Texas A&M Corpus Christi has organized for this year. The symposium celebrates the history of the Mexican-American civil rights struggle in South Texas. And we've invited a variety of activists to come and talk about their experiences fighting for better labor conditions, for example, in the fields, or better educational conditions in schools throughout this area.
And what kind of specific presentations will be there for attendees?
Sure. So tonight we're having a keynote speaker, Jose Angel Gutierrez, talk a little bit about the importance of oral history projects like the one we're organizing at A&M Corpus. He's going to talk a little bit about the importance of these kind of projects for preserving Mexican-American history. Then, throughout all day Saturday, we have several panels that are going to be happening. The first panel is going to look at the Chicano politics, and it's going to examine the struggle for political power, essentially, in communities throughout this area. The next panel examines the Chicano movement in the fields, and so what farm workers were doing to organize themselves and to demand better working conditions and fair wages. And then the final panel is going to look at the movement in the schools. And so what students were doing at Texas A&M, well, what was then Texas A&I Kingsville, and in local schools in the Rio Grande Valley, to again fight for equal educational opportunities.
And what is your role in this? How did you get involved with Chicano Voices?
Yeah, so my role, I have been organizing this event along with my colleague, Dr. Jen Brown, here at the university. We started organizing this event, one, because we're really committed to preserving local and public history, and two, because I firmly believe I'm from South Texas, and I firmly believe that preserving this history is essential to having pride in the place where we're from, right, and celebrating Mexican-American heritage. Finally, this symposium is actually the kickoff event for a larger oral history project we've been organizing that's going to try to preserve the history of the region through the voices of South Texas residents.
And one more time, can you just tell us when and where we can attend this event?
Absolutely. So the event is going to start today, Friday, at 6 p.m. with the keynote address by Jose Angel Gutierrez. And that will go from 6 to 8, and then it starts again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., bright and early, with the first panel. And we'll have panels all day, and at 4:30, we'll have the closing ceremony and final keynote address by Dr. Maria Cotera, who also has experience with community oral history projects. And she's going to talk about her work preserving Chicana history, or the history of Mexican-American feminists. And then we'll have a reception open to the public that will begin at 5:30. All of these events are going to be held on campus at the University Center. So the presentations will be held in Bayview Room 320, and the reception is going to be held in Legacy Hall.
Dr. Rueda, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.